This is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports. I'm being joined by Andrew Herron at the North Central Conference Cross Country Meet. Andrew, you came in with a time today, ending up in third. How do you feel about your time based on performances this year and what you're looking to accomplish as you move forward into districts?
I feel pretty good with the placement. I wanted to try to go for like in between that 3-1 range place wise. I knew it was going to be very competitive, very hilly course, kind of chilly out. I knew things were going to be fast with how cold it was and stuff. But I'd say I did pretty good. I've been getting down in the 17s towards the end of the season. Usually I'm in the lower 18s, but I'd say that's a pretty good time for this type of course.
And you're just a freshman, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
You know, you got a long ways to go, a lot of running ahead of you. How does this help you prepare and for an as you head into districts, as well as the off season and future years with your high school thinking? How does this help you with your training to motivate you to improve your times?
Well, in these races, I've been placing pretty high, so really that's really motivating to me, being able to go up against like these upperclassmen and be able to stick with them. And I'd say it's going to be very competitive districts. There's a chance I can make state, and I'm trying to push for state too. And moving on, just trying to get better and get higher in numbers, hopefully get high at state too.
And on a day like this where it's rainy and it's chilly, how does that affect you as a runner, and does it factor in, or how do you prepare to deal with the weather?
I've been running for a couple years now. I've ran in pretty bad weather, pretty cold weather, so really these conditions were really nothing new to me. Knew it was going to be cold, knew it was going to be rainy. It's just part of cross country, different conditions and stuff like that. Just got to adapt to them and run as good of a race as you can.
And how does this course compare to some of the others you've run throughout the season?
Well, lots of the courses I've ran throughout the season are pretty hilly, so I'm kind of used to hills, but I've never really ran the hills in the cold temperatures. Usually it's super hot on stuff, so yeah, it was definitely a different feeling running this hilly course in the colder weather, but I'd say it was a pretty good run for how the conditions were today.
The last hill there, I was watching you guys run up it. It looked challenging to me. Was it challenging to you, or was there a part in this course that you thought was pretty challenging?
I'd say the back half of the course where spectators aren't really, it's really lonely back there. The switchbacks are pretty tough because you go up and down and back up and then down, and it's mostly at the halfway point, so like you still got a kind of a ways to go. But I'd say we just powered up those hills and try to power the way home, and the hill at the end, really, adrenaline's going, give them a nice little smirk and just powered up because you know you got the home stretch and the end. So really that hill doesn't really affect anybody as long as you run it right.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, Andrew. Congratulations on a third place finish here today. Good luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.